Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Wow. I just made out, you know, I connected and I heard the intro playing. And geez, that's close. Wow. Running around the farmhouse like crazy. A lot of things going on here at the farm. And everything's taking longer than I would like, and there are more things that are breaking. It's just unbelievable. Rich Sheban's with us, Jason's engineering. And by the way, class, if you'd like to listen to us, you can listen to us on GCNLive.com, GCNLIVE.com, Rents Radio, RENSE Radio.com. Jeff Rents, thank you very much. Thank you, Ted Anderson. Thank you, George. Thank you, engineers at Genesis Communications Network, and Ron Gibson, the Ron Gibson Channel on Odyssey and BitChute, Todd Waits, Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, the satellite, and Todd Waits, Global Star Radio Network telephone listen line, 605-615-1815, 605-615-1815, and our website for the campground is Natural Farms, LC, just one L, .com, naturalfarmslc.com, LC as in limited corporation. And that's because I don't like the term limited liability corporation, because that seems like it's an escape clause, like trying to get out of something. So we are a limited corporation. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich.
Thank you, Vince. We're in weird times, aren't we?
Well, you know, we've been talking for several years about everything being broken, warranties not being honored, farm equipment not being able to get replacement parts, tractors. We've got a couple of John Deere tractors, and I call up John Deere, and I said, I'm looking for this part. And they go, that's an old tractor. Yeah, no, that's obsolete. We don't have that anymore. And that's becoming more and more common. And if you have a car and it's 10 years old and you need an intake manifold for like a Chrysler or a Dodge product with a plastic intake manifold, and your engine backfired, which is a normal course of operations, and the manifold is old and it's plastic, it's kind of like Bakelite. Bang, the backfire occurs when you're downshifting, even with an automatic transmission, and then that detonation inside the intake manifold causes the plastic manifold to break, and then your engine doesn't run worth a darn, if at all, and then all you need is a new intake manifold, but they don't make them anymore. Not even an aftermarket product. So the only ones you can get are the ones that are available on eBay, which are just as old as the one you just broke. So now we have vehicles that you can't use because you need a $100 intake manifold because they made them out of plastic. They used to be made out, before that, they were made out of cast aluminum. Before that, they were made out of cast iron. And the cast aluminum and cast iron ones never broke, never. But now they break. And if you look, you know, you can see knobs for stoves on eBay. Why would anybody need a knob? Well, because the old one broke. And if you look on Facebook Marketplace, people are selling their dishwashers. And they say, well, got a new one. This one works okay, but the handle broke. Now, we're talking about the handle to open it and the handle to close it. Seriously. And then you look at high-pressure washers, and they say, works real good, has a small leak. Might need a new pump. Well, a new pump is half the price or more of the high-pressure washer. Or it's a lawnmower, works great, except except the engine doesn't work. Those kinds of things. So here we are, Rich, nonstop. Things are breaking faster than we can fix them, and the repairs are not necessarily available. And if they are available, can you get someone who knows how to replace it? And that's becoming in short supply. Rich, back to you.
Well, gosh, Vince, I thought the economy was doing the best ever as per Joe Biden and the Democrats. You know, folks, when you hear the rhetoric like inflation is temporary, it doesn't mean if it's Janet Yellen saying it. It doesn't matter who. Inflation is never temporary. It's always cumulative. We're not going back to the 60s prices, the 70s prices, the 80s prices. It is not happening. Right now, the average U.S. household takes an extra $1,070 per month to purchase the same goods that Vince was just talking about and services that it did 3 years ago. People, you got to remember, the Treasury is borrowing $1 trillion every 100 days. The Fed lost over $150 billion, lost. The U.S. is paying $1.5 trillion in interest this year. So we have a major decline in purchasing power. $95 billion just went to foreign countries. While the U.S. rots, we don't even protect our own borders. It's amazing how in 3 years things have gotten so broke, so woke, and so corrupt. Excuse me.
Rich.
Vince, any comment about those numbers?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been looking. I really don't like Facebook. I really don't. But it's the only game in town for buying and selling used things. And that's where farmers sell, you know, used farm equipment. And this popped up on the screen yesterday. A LiftMaster LA500 gate opener, $400. Now, a gate opener is one of those automatic, remote-controlled, you push a button like a garage door opener, and it opens a farm gate. So it's battery-powered, electric motor. It's got a transceiver that can receive the signal from the remote. And some people have them. Now, they're really for looks, because you could just drive right through it, you know, with a car or a truck. I mean, you know, you'd break it, but, you know, it's really for looks. It's for the appearance that the gate is closed and you're not getting in there. I think if you were to climb on the gate, you know, it might break the gate. So here's one for sale, and this is a quote. For sale, LiftMaster 500, LA500 gate opener for dual gates. Has two remotes and a keypad. More than likely, it's going to need a new circuit board. I looked at the circuit board to see what. It's a really complicated circuit board. Circuit board's got to be $500. Now, I haven't looked it up, so that's just an estimation on my part. So $400 to buy this broken gate opener, and probably $500 for the part if you know how to fix it. And if you have to bring it to someone to fix it, it's probably another $300. It is economically not viable to buy this gate opener. So it's just one more example of broken things that people cannot seem to fix. The U.S. Postal Service is broken. The U.S. Postmaster General decided he was going to automate the mail system in Richmond, Virginia. He did it, and there seems to be, and this is my opinion, a registration error. And what I'm talking about is there's an automatic scanner that scans the mail, and it reads the address. So even if it's handwritten, it can interpret the address and send it on its way to the next stop. Well, we sent a package from our farm to Virginia, and it went through the Richmond Post Office. It had been sent back and forth to St. Louis, Kansas City, Richmond, back and forth at least six times. And Mrs. Finelli called the Postmaster General or Inspector General, and they said, we'll fix it. Now, I believe the problem is this. When I say registration, I believe that, you know, you have the return address and you have the addressee. So the addressee is lower than the return address. The return address is usually on the upper left-hand corner of the label. I think the registration was picking up the return address and sending it back to us. And then when it got back to Kansas City, the Kansas City person who read it said, no, this goes to, next stop is St. Louis. St. Louis person said, next stop is Richmond. Richmond Automation said, next stop is Kansas City. And this thing went round and round until it got broken. That's the U.S. Postal Service. And mail has gone up and up and up. And who did this? Well, Donald J. Trump put this new guy in office. And the new guy kept him. And this is the guy that bought hundreds of electric mail trucks. I don't know if you ever saw the video on the testing of, you know, those Jeeps that they used to use for delivering the U.S. mail. And since the drivers have, we drive on the right side of the road here in the United States. And because of that, the steering wheel is on the left side of vehicles, trucks, and cars. Well, the Postal Service had Jeep, the Jeep company, like American Motors used to make Jeeps, make a Jeep durable, rugged, that would really just run and run and run, that was repairable, that was simple, and they put the driver's seat on the right side. And there was a mail shelf on the left side. I had a mail Jeep right here at the farm. And it was a great Jeep. It had sliding door. It had a little roof vent so that as you drove down the road, it would just pull air right out of the top for cooling. That's before air conditioning. I had like a 70s Jeep here. Great vehicle. And the test for these things is they would go down a washboard. They had to, the test was, the Postal Service, when we used to have people who knew what they were doing, they would have a test track. They would have to go around curves. It would have to straightaway. It'd have to stop, like, you know, every several hundred feet to make sure the brakes didn't overheat. Had to have a transmission that could go, stop, go, stop, go. And it had to be able to have a suspension that could handle a washboard. And I'm talking about to the point where the Jeep would almost leap off the road from this washboard. It was literally like a washboard. And that was the rigors of testing in order to certify that the manufacturer made a Jeep that was of significant durability, quality, and drivability for the mail carriers to use them. That was the old days. Now we have electric Jeeps. They're electric mail vehicles. It's not Jeeps. Unbelievable. And how long are they going to go? Well, we don't know. But to pay for it, your mail costs keep going up and up. And now it's 73 cents. For what used to be 4 cents for a first-class stamp when I was a child. From 4 cents to 73 cents. And most of the increases have happened with this new guy. You know, the new electric truck guy. Rich, everything's broken.
Vince. How many articles and interviews and video clips have we given to prove this is all planned? The Great Reset is planned. It's destruction in warp speed. It's selling America.
And what I just said is all published articles in the public domain.
Absolutely.
I didn't make that up. It's all published.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we've been given for years. 100%. It's wealth redistribution going to the top 1%. They're using wokeness and identity politics. And look, this is in their own, the globalist speeches and their own literature. Wokeness is by putting people in charge who has the least qualifications, so everything collapses. We've also given studies where woke people are more likely to be miserable and suffer from mental health problems. Look, when you know you didn't earn your job.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Rich, it seems like even the media is starting to learn more and maybe pay attention in science class. And they're saying that, you know, all these satellites that have gone up, they're all going to come down. And it's absolutely true. There's an old saying, what goes up comes down. It's absolutely true. So these 4,000 satellites that are going to start banging into each other, they're going to come down. There's going to be a massive collision, according to a theory that we've reported here on USA Prepares, a written theory from 1978, Kessler. And Kessler theory, and he said that when one of these satellites bangs into another satellite, the collision will cause debris. The debris will be like lots of small particles racing around. They're going to crash into other satellites, and there's going to be more debris from that. And pretty soon, there won't be any satellites left. And of course, I'm recapitulating the theory. And when that happens, there'll be the equivalent of such a minefield that space will be uninhabitable by any satellites or space stations or anything. We won't be able to get through it. And who will have caused that? The people who put the satellites up there. Who caused the junk in the oceans? The people who put them there. Who would they be? That'd be the municipal governments, the city governments. Yeah. Yeah. Who builds these landfills? Municipal governments. Who builds these massive piles? And who is it that allows companies to overpackage with plastic that is non-biodegradable? Who does that? The governments. So when you want to wonder who caused this, it's the individual greed of the manufacturers, the CEOs, the vice presidents, the boards of directors, and government. That's where it is. And that's not just my theory. If you read enough, you can put all these pieces together. It's in the public domain. Rich, it's, you know,
Vince, we get everything from the public domain.
Right.
I do my best to make sure that it's not opinion. And that being said, I have a ton of articles today. I realize I'm not going to get to many of them because of just the way the day is going. But you just give me the thumbs up, and we also connect the dots here, folks, in a lot of ways. We talk about not just what's happening, but we also connect the dots for solutions. You know, for example, when Vince talks about all these satellites banging into each other in space, what's going to happen to our communication infrastructure? It's going to go south. So basically, all this, everything that you're seeing right now, for the naked shorts on gold and silver, the deplatforming, the shadow banning, the elimination of commerce, all the algorithms that they do, the censoring, the surveillance, the free internet will be in total jeopardy. And this is why we always talk about decentralizing. And you've heard me for 13 years talk about having state or county intranets. Okay, and it could all be hardwired. We're letting the aristocracy, big tech, selling out the little people. They're not just consolidating power, money, control with things like hacking and cyber attacks and cookies and computer viruses. How come Facebook, Google, and Amazon has made billions of dollars with contracts with the CIA for their cloud services? I remember giving this article. This is why we give published articles in the public domain, so we can connect the dots and go back a month, a year, 10 years, and talk about what we've discussed in relevance to what's happening today. So, Vince, what subject? I have stuff on economics. I have my variety package that covers a lot of stuff. I have stuff on elections. What do you think is really important to discuss today, right now? Because this corruption, this wokeism, this lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job, the double standards, the hypocrisy, is totally designed to create a collapse in the system. And you've heard me say many times how a lot of the people in charge, the judges, lawyers, politicians, bankers, big tech, big pharma, it's a very long list. They've betrayed the trust of the people. In other words, they've corrupted their profession. So we don't have value anymore, because the powers that be are using the wokeism and the psyops for distractions, dumbing down, and divide-and-conquer strategies, and having too many people care more about the group hyphen and pronoun than keeping their eye on the ball, like being an American, like not delegitimizing work, not using victim group or protectionist group status. We have to go back to the basics, because too many people have bought into a scam, fraudulent system. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's hush money trial done for Monday. Trump had this to say leaving the courthouse.
I'm beating the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try and take me off the trail for.
On the first day, prosecutors opened the trial accusing Trump of falsifying records to hide payments to Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election that he won. Trump's defense denies any scheme, claiming Daniels tried to profit from false allegations and that she owes Trump $600,000 from failed lawsuits. A tourist in Indonesia dead after falling into an active volcano while taking photos on its edge. A Chinese woman was on a guided tour of the volcano park when she fell into the crater. According to international news sites, the 31-year-old and her husband climbed to the top to catch the sunrise. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the season
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, class, a little off topic, but when I say everything's broken, Tesla is recalling 3,878 Cybertrucks. Now, I know that it seems like a big number to me. I didn't know they made that many, but 3,878 Cybertrucks are being recalled because of an accelerator pedal problem. Now, there's two things that, well, maybe more than two things. But if you're in a vehicle, one of the things that's important is the accelerator pedal. Another one that's really important is the brake pedal. Another one that's really important is the steering wheel. And, of course, you want the doors to stay closed. Those are really, really important. And then the drive mechanism, you know, propels you forward and backward and stays intact so that you're just not operating this vehicle and all of a sudden you get disconnected from the drive system. All these things are happening. There are recalls for doors opening, Toyota. Rear doors just popping open. Okay. There are problems that BMW had with a steer-by-wire. Okay, so they had an electronic steering system. It wasn't like you turn a steering wheel and you're turning a shaft, which turns a lever, which turns a crank, which turns a rod that you know moves the steering wheels left and right. No, it's all electronic in one of these BMW models. Bert had one. And he would turn the steering wheel, and he didn't know exactly when the wheels would turn. You turn the steering wheel now, and the steering wheel you turn now, and then the wheels would turn later. Not now, but sometime later. And it was almost like a random amount later, like an eighth of a second, a quarter of a second. You couldn't drive this thing because you couldn't aim the vehicle. That's BMW. So we have Toyota, rear door pops open. Tesla, accelerator pedal problem. This is real serious, class. It's happening to most of the major manufacturers. Massive recalls because of quality control issues, engineering issues, and I would put this in the category of pushing the product out too fast. And who gets to suffer? Y'all do. This is public information. Rich?
This is why we talk about decentralizing all the time. All the time. We got to break away from this cookie-cutter follower politically correct wokeism mentality, folks. We got to start thinking outside the box, going back to land, going back to relearning the 19th century skills. We've talked about this many times. We're allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves by lowering the bars of standards on getting a job. When you do that, when no one's doing their job, everything is at stake. Think about freedom, liberty, curiosity, adventure, skill sets, gardening, growing non-GMO products, alternative energy regarding in your own home, not for the community, raising animals, hunting, fishing, preserving food. We all have to get back to things that have worked for us. You know, it's kind of like when you canoe down a river, you read the river. You know where the rocks are. You know where the boulders are. You know where the currents are. You look at the eddies. You learn the river. Just like when you chop a piece of firewood, you look at the wood. Is there a natural crack in the wood? Where are the knots? What species of wood is it? How long is it? Is it too big? Maybe you have to slab it. All these skill sets that we learned that our forefathers knew. We've lost all that common sense and logic. We have to go back to it. You know, it's just like the size of your home. The structure, when you look at the taxes you pay, the insurance you pay, the maintenance you have to do, the size of your home is directly proportional to all this. You know, we let certain, you know, like in, since I deviated into a tangent of real estate, how many times have you heard realtors say, oh, well, that land's not usable. If you have a bulldozer or a backhoe, you can do anything. You got to look at the very topography. You also got to look at the farmland. You got to look at where you put your well. You got to look at where how the water flows. Do you have live water? The nutrition in soil, the nutrients. There's so many things that you have to look at. And these skill sets have gone by the wayside. That's why we always talk about honing interests, hobbies, and passions in nature, because it is a lifestyle. Nature brings back common sense. Everything that Vince is talking about, we've given umpteen articles about regarding lower the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for the job. I am out of breath talking about it. You know, it's just like, President Trump was on the last commercial. And there was talk about, you know, we all know about the election fraud and election interference that's going on right now. Do you know the Trump jurors? I read these articles. You can read them. Don't believe a word that we say. Always read, research, and verify. We always say this. Vince and I say this till we're blue in the face. The Trump jurors get the majority of their news from things like New York Times, NPR, Google, MSNBC, CNN, TikTok. That's not news, folks. That's not facts, evidence, proof. That's not truth. Those are the words we use on the alternative media. What they read, or mostly watch, is called propaganda, lies, gaslighting, hoaxes, fraud. That's what they listen to. You know, let me think of an economic thing here. Okay, when you hear, oh, gold is going up, we all say that. It's a generic term, right? No, what happens is the fiat dollar system is being questioned. Congress has been raiding Social Security probably in the trillions of dollars. Trillions of dollars are going to other countries to protect their sovereignty and their border. So gold isn't necessarily going up. It's going up on paper because they control all the units of measure, if you will, which none of it's real anymore. So we have to look behind the scenes. We have to look behind the curtain. We have to connect the dots and go to that next dot, that next article. And then you'll see an unveiling of scams, corruption, fraud, treason, lawlessness, and wokeness. That's what's happening. Because we have the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, the UN, wanting to take over everything. And I mean, there's literally people out there who think, oh, it's the males. Oh, it's the white males. Really? You know how many names we have given over the years, of the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Schwabs, the Soros, the Gates, etc. You know what I mean? All these are the people in charge of everything, folks. I mean, look at, and let me connect the dots here with election, a little bit of election since it came up in the last commercial. Here we go. A federal judge on Thursday dismissed a challenge to a Georgia policy requiring new citizens to provide ID in order to vote. Think about what I just said here. The U.S. Supreme Court just basically shot down Carrie Lake to request to take up her battle tabulator case that aims to stop the use of machines to count millions of Arizona ballots. And the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court, didn't even comment. They refused to comment. Here's another article. The Democrat election steal is in motion. 1.7 million mysterious voter registrations recorded in Texas since 2020. You see how we give published articles in the public domain here, folks. DHS Secretary Mayorkas reveals no measures in place to block illegal immigrants from unlawfully registering and voting. You see the dots we're connecting here. Georgia's Gabe Sterling goes silent and is hiding since Georgia's state election board finds violations in second 2020 election fraud. Look, we can go on and on and on with this, people. Laura Trump, I've called you out a couple times, and it's not to attack you, but you mentioned that we need... You want to be focused like a laser and leave nothing to chance. You have to announce. Look at the articles that I've just mentioned just a moment ago. Look at the articles I've mentioned for years, regarding proof, evidence, fraud, everything. Not just me, the alternative, the whole alternative media. We. You have to move the Overton window, Laura Trump. You can't just say you leave nothing to chance. You can't count on professions that have sold out the American people like judges, lawyers, and politicians. You're using their system. There's nothing legitimate about voter integrity, Laura. When you need to disqualify all states that use mail-in ballots, ballot drop boxes, private money, whether it's Zuckerbucks or anything, any state that counts more than one day, or at least counties, at least counties. And if the state does it together, then they need to be disqualified too. Anyone using a machine, disqualified. Anyone that's not using a proper ID, and we've given articles, Laura, where our government's giving government IDs to unvetted illegal immigrants. We have to unite the red counties for a new country. Laura, no one's doing their job. Are you listening to the articles I'm giving? You think you're going to use professions that have betrayed the trust of the American people, and you think you're going to get somewhere? Really? When they do put juries together who get their information from NPR, CNN, TikTok, MSNBC, Google, really? Vince, if you have a comment, I'd love to hear.
I got a lot of comments. I've got a lot of comments.
All right, brother.
Okay, so that goes into the aisle of everything's broken, right? Well, you mentioned Wired previously in today's class, I believe. And class, here's just an example of why things need to be wired rather than wireless. I mentioned years ago in Springfield, Missouri, some cars parked at a mall. And I drove into the mall to go shopping. They got out of the car, they locked the car, they went shopping, they came back, pushed the button on their wireless key fob, and they couldn't get back in their car. It wouldn't work. The security system locked them out. It was a whole bunch of these cars. It wasn't just one. It was a bunch of new cars. They couldn't get into the owners couldn't get into their own cars in the parking lot that they just left. And we determined what it was, and it was the third harmonic of the wireless signal, about 300 megahertz. But what happened is a new radio station, FM radio station, was turned on, and it was around 100 megahertz on the FM dial, center of the FM dial, and it was stronger than the key fob remote, and it prevented people from getting into their own cars. Now, so if they had a regular old key like I have for my old truck, it would have worked just fine. But wireless, there are a lot of problems with wireless, and that's just one thing. And I want to ask the question that Rich asked me when we come back.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Talk weekly. Yeah, sometimes more often. And the conversations that we have are just like what you hear on the radio. Just like this. And for a couple of years, Rich asked me this question. Hey, Vin, what would it take? What would it take in price for you to buy a new vehicle? Like, how? What would the price have to be? And what he's talking about is, well, you know, it can start at the list price, and obviously I wouldn't buy one at list price. And how much lower would it have to go for me to buy a new vehicle? And the answer I gave Rich was always the same. Now, he tested me several times over the years, and it's always the same answer. Zero. And I still wouldn't buy it. If it were free, I wouldn't buy it because I wouldn't be able to depend on it and I wouldn't be able to maintain it. So there's no price that a vehicle would have to be lowered to for me to buy one. Now, what does that mean? Well, class, if you have to depend on someone else to own it, that's kind of foreign to me. I don't like that. I want to have a vehicle that doesn't have a sensor that the tire pressure sensor in the wheel talks to the transmission control computer and the engine control computer to say, I think the tire pressure is low, we're not going to go anywhere. So that sensor could break, the tire pressure could be fine, there could be no reading from the tire pressure sensor, and the transmission says we're not going anywhere. These are the kind of things that are happening. I talked about the key fobs, okay? And so now, it's way worse than this. I mean, this is all dumbing down stuff. You can check your own tire pressure, right? Tire pressure gauge might cost $5. They used to cost like 59 cents, okay? They're getting more expensive. But you could check your own tire pressure. Actually, you could look at the tires before you get in the vehicle. Just kind of look and see, well, that one's kind of flat. Maybe I ought to stay here and change that tire. Well, Americans are for the first time finding that their IQ is being lowered. It's being lowered because of these technological gadgets from big tech, like cell phones and navigation systems and automatic spelling correction and automatic word changing. I mean, I type something and I get different words from what I type. I got to have to make sure that that's shut off because the software is trying to interpret what I'm trying to say and it gets it wrong some of the times. And spells, it changes the spelling I mean, I might say one thing and it might change the spelling thinking I mean something else, but I mean what I'm actually typing. So that's a problem for me. Now, Americans, our IQs are being lowered, and here's why. This is just unbelievable. The Department of Education, the federal government, has decided that our children do not need to learn how to write. I'm talking about pencil and paper kind of write. Literally, this is absolutely true. Around 2010, the cursive writing that we all used to learn how to do was removed from the core curriculum by the federal government. Now, people are having trouble writing checks. They can't write their names. It looks like a young adult is illiterate because they can't write. Now, the book I'm writing is a stack. It's 4 feet tall or higher now. It's all handwritten, except for the parts that I've typed out. When you write, you run through the mind another way. And it doesn't make you less intelligent. It makes you more intelligent. So with all the video that we have, we are becoming dumber. With all these technological tools that we have, we're becoming dumber. Paper and pencil was actually better. So, now how does that relate to USA Prepares Future? Well, people have mentioned to me that we could be live streaming video. No. USA Prepares is not going to do it. Your instructors are going to maintain a little bit of their privacy by not being on video. Radio will continue, and I think radio is the theater of the mind. You have to be a lot smarter to be in USA Prepares classes than you do to watch a thriller on television. You don't have to be very smart at all to do that, but you've got to be a lot smarter to listen to the material in class and to think about it and then to act upon it. So USA Prepares is not going into video. It's not going into live streaming, but it might go into live audio, which is what we're doing right now. This is live audio. No safety net. So it keeps us sharper. It keeps your instructors sharper because we have to be prepared for what we do. We have to be deliberate in what we do. We have to do the research to present what we present to you. And then we have to be aware of a whole bunch of pieces of this puzzle so we can put the dots together to connect them for you. That's what we do. Rich?
Look, I have so many of these articles, folks. Poland's now planning on abolishing homework for school. Scientists are now claiming that genes are bad for the environment. I can give so much stupid ideas from the powers that be on purpose. And when we get back, Vince, I want to put an exclamation point on elections. But you got to remember, a lot of this is purposely centralized. You buy
Rich,
one of these
about
cars, you have to go and fix it from the people who have the computers, right?
Right. Don't
we
do it, class.
We have to figure all this stuff out. Go back to the simple days, at least a little bit. We'll be right back.
Will you have a couple seconds to comment on what I said about the question you asked me about what the price would have to be and what my answer was? We'll be right back.
Sure, I'll do that when we come back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.